So, Mary, perhaps if I could start by asking you to describe your role at Harvey Nichols at the time of this project.
Well, my role was, I'd like to think, one of creative challenger. It's probably what wasn't written on my CV at all. It was creative director, but for me, that was really about trying to create an experience for shopping and an experience that touched the senses. And so that could be anything, whether that was from the packaging to the music to the smell to sculpture to art to even, you know, how one would hold or display a dress.
And did you know much about the studio's work before this project started?
I didn't know Thomas even had a studio, did you, Thomas? No. I remember reading, I think it was The Independent, I might be wrong, and Terence Conran had either bought a piece of Thomas's work or had seen Thomas's. I think he bought a piece. I think it was in his garden. And I remember looking at this, what I thought was an incredible installation and the space around it, and just thinking, I want to bring something like that into the windows of Harvey Nichols. It was, well, it was not only was it, we nearly got closed down, didn't we, by Westminster Council, the store, because of all the structure that had to be put outside the windows to do this. But it was challenging, and it was just, people stopped, you know, and that to me is what great art is about, and that we just stop people from their everyday apathy and, you know, give something just wonderful to them. And whether that's a commercial thing on the back of it, which retail is, or whether it's just giving joy for people to think and interact with it again, I think it's a very powerful thing.
So the context of this was London Fashion Week, so you were looking for an impact for that period of time.
I worked round, really, Thomas. I didn't say that it's got to be for London Fashion Week. I think the most important thing was to what would be right for the space. What could we do? Imagine that your canvas is the front windows on one of the busiest roads in London. I mean, it's just an incredible opportunity.
In a way, I feel this more strongly than ever, that there are lots of really good creative designers and architects, and people grow up to say to their son and daughter, you know, when you're older, be an author or a writer or an artist, my experience is that the thing that is more important is the commissioner, and there are less brilliant commissioners than there are brilliant designers and artists and writers. Just you're one exception to that, but in general, designers get all the credit, and the person who actually put the vision together, the commissioner, is the one who's often just not. No one knew at that time that you commissioned that project. And so people see creative only as the obvious creative, but actually the bigger creative step is someone having a vision of what these different funny kinds of people might be able to do. And I'm the fingers of the making of something that is in your mind somehow. It really was a breakthrough for the studio, having that chance to do something so public.
It was wonderful. I'm glad that you feel that, because I felt it. I felt it so strongly. It was forgetting that retail's a commercial vehicle. Forget that. And just remember that people get inspired by beautiful things. And to do that for the store was a very big message that said, this, we are a business that's above selling frocks.
What seems interesting for me is that a project like this can happen not only because of there being a bold commissioner or a bold client, but also because the person commissioned inspires a sense of boldness and ambition. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think it's a symbiotic relationship. There's no two ways about it. And I was so moved by his work that I didn't want to compromise. I didn't even want to explain it to the board, because I used to have to go and say, this is my name. And I didn't even want to really have to explain myself. It was just, I wanted them to know that I'd got this one right, you know. So I think that is right. I think hopefully, you know, Thomas felt the power of my belief in him, I think he felt the power and the belief in me, and so the two came together and we created something, you know, bigger and better because of that. So I think it is a really important relationship that the two work together. And those things don't often happen. you know, where you can go, that was good, that was good, that, no, that was good, that was really good. And that was really good. That was it. And, you know, I'd love to see more risk around my city. It didn't even feel like a commission, it just felt like a coming together, and that was it, really.